Should read again.
Shemali 8. What is the difference between the shade of Kedusha and shade of Sitracha?
Yes.
It is written, until the day breathes and the shadows flee away. We must understand what are shadows in the work and what are two shadows. The thing is that when one does not feel his guidance, that he leads the world in the manner of the good who does good, it is regarded as a shadow that hides the sun. In other words, just as the corporeal shadow that hides the sun does not change the sun in any way, and the sun shines in all its power, so one does not feel the existence of his guidance and does not induce any change above. Rather, there is no change above, as it is written, I, the Lord, did not change. Instead, all the changes are in the receivers. You must observe to discernment in this shade, meaning in this concealment. One, when one still has the ability to overcome the darkness and concealments that one feels, justify the Creator and pray to the Creator that the Creator will open his eyes to see that all the concealments that he feels come from the Creator. Meaning that the Creator does all this to him, so he may find his prayer and yearn to adhere to him. This is so because only through the suffering that one receives from him, wishing to break free from the trouble and flee from the torments, then he does everything he can. Hence, when receiving the concealment and afflictions, he is certain to take the known cure, which is to do much praying for the Creator and to help him out of the state he's in. In that state, he still believes in his providence. Two, when one comes to a state where he can no longer overcome and say that all the suffering and pains that he feels are because the Creator sent them to him so as to have a reason to ascend in degree. And it comes to a state of heresy, since he cannot believe in his guidance. Naturally, at that time, he cannot pray. It follows that there are two kinds of shadows. And this is the meaning of when the shadows flee away, meaning that the shadows will pass away from the world. The shade of klipa, of the shell, is called another god, is sterile and does not bear fruit. In holiness, however, it is called, under its shadow I coveted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. In other words, he says that all the concealments and afflictions that he feels are because the Creator has sent him these states, so he would have a place for work above reason. And when one has the strength to say this, that the Creator causes him all of this, it is to one's benefit. This means that through this he can come to work in order to bestow and not for his own sake. At that time, one realizes, meaning he believes that the Creator enjoys specifically his work, which is built entirely on above reason. It follows that at that time, one does not pray to the Creator that the shadows will flee from the world. Rather, he says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve him in this manner, entirely above reason. Thus, in everything he does, he says, the Creator certainly enjoys this work. So why should I care if I'm working in a state of concealment of the face? Because one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy. He feels no humiliation in the work, meaning a sensation that he is in a state of concealment of the face, that the Creator does not enjoy his work. Instead, one agrees to the leadership of the Creator, meaning however the Creator wants him to feel the existence of the Creator during the work, he agrees wholeheartedly. This is so because one does not consider what can please him, but what can please the Creator. Thus, this shade brings him life. And this is called, under its shadow I coveted, meaning one covets such a state where he can make some overcoming above reason. It follows that if one does not exert in a state of concealment, when there is still room to pray for the Creator to bring him closer, and he is negligent in this, for this reason he sent a second concealment in which one cannot even pray. And this is because of the sin of not exerting with all of one's might to pray to the Creator. For this reason, one comes to a state of such lowliness. However, after one comes to that state, he is pitied from above, and he's given another awakening from above. The same order begins anew, until finally he strengthens in prayer. And the Creator hears his prayer and brings him near and reforms him. So what is the concealment that we want?
We want the Creator to be concealed and that we will yearn for him in order to come closer to him with our own forces, in order to bestow with our own criticism, and that we will be responsible for us coming closer. That I will do it. It's my work. It should be my work. And therefore, I'm concerned about the concealment, because in that I find a place to work. And if there is a place to work, then I can work. I can reveal my desire, my inclination, my yearning for the Creator, and over that to receive a reward, meaning a desire to bestow. And according to the desire to bestow to the Creator, to that extent in which the Creator wants to bestow and is going towards me, then we are mutual, in a mutual form, connecting, and thus building between us a connection called a parzuf.
What
does it mean that we care about the concealment? We always wanted revelation.
I don't want to discover the Creator in the form of my will to receive. I'm concerned that he will be revealed only with restriction, screen, and reflected light. I don't want to receive the light directly. And also I will not receive it because there is this law of restriction, which was performed back then in Malchut of Ein Sof, but also it's not to my benefit, because I will never reach identification, equivalence of form with him. I will not reach resembling him. And this is why to receive him directly, it's like the guest sitting next to the host and eating whatever he feels like. Whatever the host puts before him, he just takes it. It can be a baby. And then his state covers for these things, or it could be the degree of the still vegetative or animate. We do not demand of them any kind of response, but the speaking degree, then it's required for us to relate to the Creator as He relates to us, and then we will be called Adam, similar to the Creator. This is why all of our work is only with a restriction screen, reflected light, and receiving in order to bestow. Okay.
Раф, такой вопрос. Получается, что это говорится о человеке.
It turns out that we're talking about a person who's already in spiritual attainment.
One who does not have contact with the Creator in order to bestow is not called Adam, human. He's called animate or a beast. We are talking about the degree that we want to rise to, which qualities, which relations, which desires we need to discuss, to reveal towards the Creator, and how to build this approach in the relations between us. Because the group is actually the preparation. This is why the Creator broke the vessel of Adam and gave us an opportunity to put it back together in order for us to learn how to relate to Him. The Creator sends us all kinds of states. Whatever we have, from the simplest state and up to the most complex, complicated state, the farthest from spirituality, and up to the state which is truly spiritual. All of these things, we get them as a result of the influence of the Creator over us. There is none else besides Him. And this is why we need to establish ourselves opposite Him and to scrutinize. What is He doing? What does He want from us? He, for sure, wants us above those states that we get from Him, and undoubtedly it's only from Him. He wants us above these states to connect with Him. First of all, that we will accept it forcefully, that we will accept a priori that whatever we get, it comes from the Creator. And secondly, that whatever we get, it's in order to promote us. If it is so, then I have to try through the group to connect, to see the Creator before me, and I need to yearn that the Creator will seem to me as the good who is doing good. And to constantly work on these two, that whatever I have around me, in general, in the whole of reality, it's the Creator, and that He is relating to me as good and doing good, and that I need, in such a way that I relate to Him, to see how I can come closer to Him. To come closer means to agree more and more with whatever I get from Him, both in my feeling and also in my understanding, in my mind and in my heart. He dwells there and He controls them. And then I have the group the lessons, all kinds of actions that we do, and then I need to see how do I advance toward Him more and more. In the understanding and also in the feeling that each time I can see the Creator who is far away from me, that is not operating as the good and doing good. And it's not only Him, but there are all kinds of other forces. He's hidden, and around me there are all kinds of different foreign forces, and specifically in these two states that I have many forces, different forces working on me, and they're bad forces, they're confusing me. I need to compose of that only a single image, a single upper force only, who is good and doing good. And this is our work, all in all. Each time to focus ourselves with such a focus that before me there is only one force, good and doing good. That's it. But how do I do it? In order for me to constantly change myself, elevate myself to a greater degree of bestowal, higher degree of connection with the friends, by that I will feel the Creator, that indeed there is none else besides Him and He is good and doing good.
Barur.
This is clear. Good.
Moscow 6.
Раф, спасибо. Что помогает человеку перейти от одного?
What helps a person to go from one type of revelation to another?
It's that I see in all the forms of concealment how the Creator is playing with me, and I do not forget about it. How can I not forget about it? If I am connected with the friends, each one of us, according to his individual vessel, because we are connected between us in a partsuf, so each one is seemingly forms a sphira, a particular sphira. And then it turns out that when I am connected with them, it aims me, it reminds me that I need to be aimed towards there is none else besides Him, good and doing good. And this is how we help each other.
Rav, я не испытываю страдания от скрытия.
Hello, teacher. Rav, I don't suffer from the concealment. On the contrary, there's calmness, connection with the Ten. Do I acquire a deficiency for that?
The fact that we want to discover the Creator, we don't discover Him in our vessels of reception. This is why He remains under concealment. Rather, we discover Him in our vessels of bestowal. When we make of ourselves that same image of the bestower, the giver, the Creator. And therefore, it is considered that we are raising Ochozel, reflected light, according to the measure of reflected light, as much as we are able to resemble the Creator, we get His, or we receive His bestowal. And therefore, it's not as we may possibly think in our vessels of reception, in our ego, that we discover the Creator. The revelation of the Creator is considered that I establish the image of the Creator out of my desire through the intention to bestow.
Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, Раф. Раф, скажите, вот из статьи...
Thank you, Rav.
Можем или не можем...
From the article, it's not entirely clear can we or can't we prevent this double concealment through prayer? Or is this something that has to happen necessarily?
No, we have to go through periods of concealment each time, because there's no revelation without concealment. It cannot be that we will reach some revelation. So what does it mean, revelation, then? How can you have one without the other? How can you have light without darkness? And the darkness remains, and it exists as the infrastructure of the light, and specifically by it, the light is revealed. You cannot have good without bad, but rather the bad awakens us to reach what we call the good.
That's actually clear from the article, but there's a feeling that double concealment is not desirable, if I got it correctly.
I don't understand you.
He says that the double concealment, where I lose completely the feeling of the Creator, and he writes that we have to come out of it through prayer, as if it's not desirable.
Of course, the Creator doesn't want to stay under concealment. He wants us to discover Him, to reach Him in connection, in an embrace, adhesion, kissing, all these forms of connection. Of course. But these forms of connection, all of them, should grow out of the concealment and through our own self-monitoring and effort.
Thank you, Rav. It says that there's a known remedy in increasing the prayer.
But each time we connect between us in the group more and more, and from the connection between us, we are able to connect our desire, our common prayer, common request, and make it more and more powerful toward the Creator. And then according to that, our demand increases, and His response also. I didn't understand.
Says the person neglects the work. This belongs to the creature, as if he is neglected. But I'm asking, things come from the Creator. Why is it ascribed to the creature?
Because the created being did not invest sufficient preparation in order to increase his prayer, his request from the Creator. Everything depends on preparation, on work in the ten, on knowing the goal, preparing, and all kinds of things, whatever is possible. And there is nothing more than a prayer. All of our work there reaches its summary.
PT 25. Well, we always say that you cannot change yourself. Only the light, the Creator, can do that change.
That's right.
So how the Creator expects me to suddenly say that everything comes from above, from there's no one besides and the good who does good?
Well, you need to say it, even though you don't know, feel it, you don't understand it.
What does it mean to say it when you don't feel it?
Just say it. Say it right now. Say it right now. Everything comes from the Creator.
In my mouth?
Yes, what else? With your mouth, what? With your ear? Say it. Throughout the day, say it 1,000 times. And tomorrow, we'll talk about it.
You told me to do this once, and I tried.
I told you everything already, however, you're not hearing me. And even worse, you're not doing what I'm telling you. And then you're showing to everyone how much you're like a wall. You don't want to accept any advice.
Tel Aviv 1. Good morning, Rav, friends. In the state of double concealment, I have nothing to do. passive, even if I want it, I can't want it. What happens in that state?
In that state, you are adhered to the ten and you annul before the mivare heart, mivare brain. This is why you're getting such a state, double concealment, where you have no choice but only to ascribe yourself to the ten as much as you're capable of. That is all. Try, and you will see how much in that, and precisely, specifically in such states, when you don't ascribe your mind or your emotion to yourself, but rather, as much as possible, you actually gain. So it's like a donkey, like an animal.
Do it, and we'll talk. Do it, and then we'll talk. Loneliness is already a state. We need to understand that in each state, no matter which, we have to be connected between us as much as possible and be connected from us to the Creator as much as possible and feel such the greatness of the society as much as possible, and the greatness of the Creator as much as possible, meaning to try hard to exert in the connection between us and the connection with the Creator. And the fact that we are in this, in the worst possible state, that's fine. If we are in a group, we can remind one another. None of us will remember, none of us will be able to raise himself. But because we are in a certain connection between us in the ten, then everyone can remind everyone of where we are. What work are we in? Where are we headed? Who's governing us? And so on and so forth. If we're connected between us. That's why our work is to ensure the connection between us never stops.
He writes in the article that one, when one receives the suffering and the troubles, he will surely adopt the well-known remedy, which is to increase in prayer. What does he tie suffering and praying together? What does it mean to pray out of the suffering?
If we pray not from within the suffering, then our prayer is called gratitude. We are grateful. We thank the Creator. But the true prayer is a disclosure of deficiency. When the created being is asking the Creator, and the Creator will correct something. This is the main thing, the main role of the Creator, that we ask and He corrects. And He enjoys that we turn to Him in this way. So we have to look for the kind of requests, deficiencies that we need to raise to Him so He would correct them.
So if I understand correctly, this is about suffering out of the fact that I don't succeed in connecting, I don't succeed in coming closer. This is what causes me sorrow, and from this I pray?
Yeah.
What about the other kinds of suffering we have in reality?
The remaining torments, we can also raise to the Creator, but it's a question, are they egoistic torments that are far away from connection, from the request for connection, and then they're not helpful, I'm not deciphering them.
Доброе утро, Рав. Вопросы десятки. Еще прояснить помолитву.
Good morning. A question by the ten. Can we maybe explain about the prayer? Scrutinize it. Rabash in this article, or Bala Sulam, follows a certain order. First, discover the Creator, the prayer. Then increase the prayer. How can we advance through these stages? We have a feeling that we get stuck somewhere.
You will try to advance until you receive a reaction from the Creator. And then you'll learn from it. And then you'll learn from it. And now let's have a workshop. What did we learn? How should we relate to our state? How do we correct it? By praying to the Creator. Go ahead.
Sadna.
Rabash writes, we should pay attention to and believe through the worst possible states and not escape the campaign, but rather always trust that the Creator can help a person and give him whether one needs a little help or a lot of help. In truth, one who understands that he needs the Creator to give him a lot of help because he is worse than the rest of the people is more suitable for his prayer to be answered. As it is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and he saves the crushed in spirit. Again, 24. We should pay attention to and believe through the worst possible states and not escape the campaign, but rather always trust that the Creator can help a person and give him whether one needs a little help or a lot of help. In truth, one who understands that he needs the Creator to give him a lot of help because he is worse than the rest of the people is more suitable for his prayer to be accepted. As it is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and he saves the crushed in spirit.
No.
Well,
Malo Barur, Moscow 7.
What's not clear, Moscow 7?
здесь Рабаш пишет, что мы должны видеть...
Here, Рабаш writes that we should see that we are worse than the rest of the people in order to feel that we need help from the Creator.
Что ты хуже остальных. Ты наоборот видишь, что ты лучше остальных.
And you don't always see that you're worse.
Well, our ego always works like that. It's true.
А разве можем сделать так, чтобы ощутить себя хуже остальных?
Can we make it so that we will feel ourselves as worse?
If a person invests forces and wishes to be connected to others, then he receives from the Creator more illumination. That comes to him, and then he feels himself opposite from the light that shines to him. And that's why he feels himself as the worst.
То есть это как результат работы и вклада в десятку, да?
Can.
Meaning this is a result of the work, of our investment.
Of course. If a person doesn't work on himself, of course he feels himself as righteous. Typically, he then says, look at others, what do you want from me? And if he works intensely to connect or bring on the correction, then he feels himself as the lowest and the responsible for all the corruptions. PT
17. It says that a person should pay attention to this and believe through the worst possible states and not escape the campaign. What does it mean to escape the campaign for us?
Leave the work, to stop understanding, stop believing that this comes to us from the Creator, on purpose, so you would advance toward the connection between us, from the connection to prayer to the Creator. That's what we need.
This happens automatically when a person doesn't invest work. He's simply
Nothing happens automatically. If this belongs to spiritual upliftment, to spiritual ascent, then we have to invest in it, because we make the form of man from the will to receive the.
Rav, our hearts must be broken in order to be close to the Creator. So, what breaks a person's heart?
When he discovers that his heart is broken, that all of his desires are egoistic, and he wants to do nothing good from his nature, and he needs each time overcoming when he doesn't have the strength for it, and he needs, from what he sees, he needs the help of the environment and influence from above, from the Creator, so that then he'll be able to climb out of the hole in which he keeps discovering himself deeper and deeper. PT 31.
When is it considered that a person is in the campaign, in the battle?
The campaign, when he belongs to his group, when his group belongs to a greater group, the world group, and when he feels it this way, he is already part of the system. And now the question is, if he's advancing with the system, meaning he's performing actions that will advance the system also towards correction. PT2.
Good morning, Rav, friends. I have this question I wanted to ask for a long time. Sometimes we say that we need to pray for a common deficiency, sometimes for connection between us. When we speak about praying for the connection between us, do we mean a common deficiency? So there's, or is there something to connection beyond the common deficiency?
We wish to reveal in the connection between us a common deficiency, and from this deficiency to pray to the Creator. Those are the correct actions between us, to be connected in order to come to a common deficiency, from that to turn to the Creator, and then the Creator will surely respond. Because it's a system. If we don't organize our attitude correctly, then we simply don't activate the system. We can say that up above there's no heart, there's no head, no eyes, they don't feel us. It's simply the way we speak as humans. But in truth, we are in a system which is like a computer. You do something right, you receive a reaction. If you can't do it, can't do the correct action, you don't get an answer. Or you get an incorrect answer. But it works according to plan, where all the broken vessels must connect between them in order to bring themselves again into unity and connection, just as they were before the shattering. And there's no room here for lamenting anything, crying, other than the miserable person.
Emotionally, to pray for a common deficiency is a lot closer than to pray for connection. Sometimes I find myself that praying for connection, it's like something that is, it's not natural. Even though intellectually I understand very well what you are saying, it's acceptable and it's very clear systematically, but still the prayer ends up more in the direction of a common deficiency and not, let's connect, and from that we will reach a common deficiency. Is that okay, or should I do some work here?
From within our egoistic desire, we wish to feel the deficiency and ask. From within this spiritual desire that has to awaken in us, we wish to be in gratitude and aiming this gratitude to the Creator. So we should feel ourselves less miserable, poor, and feel that we have the power to turn to the Creator and be grateful to Him.
Buongiorno Rav, come identifico una risposta che sia dal sistema e non un inganno dell'ego? Grazie.
How can I identify the response that comes from the system and that it's not some lie of the ego?
That's according to the preparation of your vessels. The extent to which you are working on the vessels, you are about to feel in them a reaction, an answer. Your questions are the places where you will receive an answer. Questions and answers, that's what we have with the upper system. And if you can't see anything, if you can't detect anything, it's a sign that your question, your request, did not reach a state where you can locate the answer.
Turkey fall.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Gurkli. How can a person can be sure that he needs the Creator to help him so much?
This is with the help of the group and a prayer. We don't have any other means for it. It should all come from above, from the Creator. But to awaken Him, we can do it only through the group. No other way. The means is simple.
Hola, maestro. Buenos días, amigos. La pregunta es relacionada al
estado. Hello, teacher. Good day, friends. The question is in relation to the text where he says that the Creator can help a person and give him little help or a lot of help. What does it depend on our deficiency, on our prayer? What does the help of the Creator depend on?
It depends on how much we turn upwards, and by that we discover our vessel for receiving the answer. There has to be man in order to receive mud. Otherwise, it won't happen. We simply won't detect him, won't feel him. And pay attention to how much you yourselves are also capable of reaching the correct state. Let's say the management of Bnei Baruch is turning to you, so you would fill out a feedback form. How is the Congress? What's happening? What are you thinking? What do you want? How many people responded? 25%. From all the participants in the Congress, we had, let's say, 6,000 people, so 1,600 people in total have replied. So if we reply this way to what is being asked of us, then why should they do any differently from above? If we belittle everything that we're told to do, let's connect, let's do this and that, where is our correct response? We demand something from the Creator? What about from ourselves? Are we doing things accordingly?
No,
we won't get an answer from above. Even like that, what do you think? I was amazed to see that there were 6,000 participants in the Congress, and everybody got the survey, the feedback form, and only 25% filled it out. That's... meaning we like to receive. To give, we can't. Even to participate, which is just a few minutes time to do something on your keyboard. So, in the same way, they regard us from above, because we look down, belittle a general action of ours. Because each one thinks he's smarter than this, he doesn't think it's important. Okay, so if he doesn't think it's important, why he himself is important? You think that things just happen like that? That you have the mind to consider what's important or not, what's worthy or not. Things that invite us to participate together. These are the most important things for our spiritual advancement. And in truth, I'm sorry to see such results.
Buongiorno Rav. Come immaginiamo uno stato successivo da raggiungere in modo da puntare verso uno sforzo comune?
Hello Rav, how to depict the next state that we should reach in order to do a common effort?
We have to do it with our common effort. I just spoke about it. To make a common effort. The action is common. We were together in the Congress. We were connected to some extent. Now they want a certain reaction, feedback from us. Now it's already gone. It's done. I don't care about it. Each one doesn't take it seriously. And this is very, it's very severe.
Спасибо, учитель. Вот если я согласился с
Thank you, teacher. If I agreed with the situation that it comes from the Creator and I'm waiting for that state to go away, is that also escaping the campaign?
Yeah, if I do not return the correct response to what's happening in me, of course what's happening is coming from the Creator, but if I don't, then I can wait until the end of correction. Nothing will happen. Meaning I awaken on the various negative comments because I'm not participating with the engine that brings us to the end of correction, but I'll have to do it. Because if any moment where I don't do what I need to do, then that awakening that comes to me from the good source becomes more and more negative. And I feel bad in it more and more. Until I come to see great torments that will obligate me to correct my attitude.
Comment arrive-t-on à un manque spirituel? Car même quand nous nous tournons vers le groupe, il nous faut un manque. Si nous sommes comme une pierre, comment peut-on augmenter notre manque?
How do we reach a spiritual lack? Because even when we turn to the group, I don't find a deficiency. If I'm like a rock, how can I, like a stone, how can I increase my deficiency?
Well, we have to awaken one another in the group. We must do it in the group. There's no choice. One shall help his friend. There's a lot written about it. Where's everything you've read? It's as if you've never read anything about it. We must, even artificially, awaken the heart of the friends towards connection, to warm things up, to connect, to come closer. Chaver, friend, from the word chibo, connection. He who yearns for connection is
all that we have, what passes over us, to see as a result from the quality of our connection in the ten, either to good or to bad. But it's all a result of the quality of our connection. We have nothing that belongs to even to the degrees of still vegetative and animate in each and every one individually. Rather, it's all a result of the degree of speaking that we look down at it or succeed in it. That's how it is. In everything possible. And so if a person has some problems, troubles, from the smallest to the largest, right? That's called that in something he is missing in his social work. It's written such, if I insert my hand into my pocket and I want to take out from there $1, and instead of $1, I find $2, that's also called a punishment. Because I wanted only one, and I found two. So it's no longer according to my desire. To such an extent, man's desire needs to receive precisely the correct response if a person exists in the correct manner. That's it. So seemingly also to the good or to the bad as well. Doesn't matter what direction.
Hi, Rob. A question from a friend. How can I pray for my friends if behind each of them I must see the Creator and perfection? What should I ask for them?
That's also correct. And along with this, I can feel in me what I can add to the friend. And if I can't add to him in something that's in him, I need to see in me qualities, desires, discernments that I can add to him in order to bring him to a more corrected state. Because in the extent that we're connecting, as much as I thought about the friend that he is perfect, but he is not perfect because I am not connected to him. In this extent, he's still not perfect. And so this is how I relate to him. What can I add to him in order to progress him to correction? And it's not that he's not corrected.
I can feel him each time as perfect, but as whole. But the problem is in me that I am not connected to him. And thus in this, his state is still not in the end of correction.
So is it correct to say that even if I ask for the friend, actually I'm still indirectly asking for the correction within myself?
Truly so. Because I don't see the friend, I see a copy of myself. I don't truly see the friend before me. None of us sees the world, right, as we learn in perception of reality. We see only ourselves, our projection on the upper abstract light. From the highest degrees to the lowest in our degree. It's all the projection of our egoistic desire upon the upper light, like on the screen, that we project our ego on the upper light, we see this world, meaning, what is this world with everything that's occurring in it? It's in sum total our egoistic internality that I still haven't corrected yet. And so it's called all who cancels.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. Can a person even want what he really needs accurately for correction?
Person is in the correct society, then he receives these deficiencies for correction from the society, and then he precisely feels from within his social system what he is lacking. And if his, with his private lack that he is participating with the lacks of the group, then each one complete for one another, and in sum total they raise the mutual lack to the Creator, and then they succeed in everything. Only in such a manner we need to work.
Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav, every friend has his own deficiency, his own request. We're trying to unite them. But we learn that in the end, we have to come to a care for the Creator and to ask to bring Him contentment, to care for Him. How do we come from the different directions and different deficiencies into one?
That's called from love of created beings to love of the Creator. As much as I learn from friends that we need to reach to love between us, to connection between us, despite that in none of us there is love, rather the opposite, we reveal each time how much we are in distance, alienation, and even hate from one another, like the students of Rabbi Shimon, those of the Zohar. But when I look at them and them upon me, and we learn together according to the sources and understand that we need to reach a state that love covers all crimes, where will we take the love? The crimes are revealed from the shattering. Still, there is in everyone. If such, I can turn to the Creator and request that I'll have love of friends. I don't have. Let me have. And then in such a manner, we can reach a state that we will get closer to one another and request of the Creator. It all ultimately must end in the prayer, in request.
In other
words, love of friends is something pleasant. I'm happy with them. I like it with them. I'm willing to do something for them. But how do you come from this to being incorporated in the Creator's deficiency and working for Him?
To begin with, what reason am I going to connect with the friends? Only in order to bestow to the Creator. Very simple. It's like, you know, there is a family. The mother has kids, many kids, right? And she asks of them to play nicely with one another. Don't hit one another. Don't yell. So, to give contentment to the mother, we need to get closer and play nicely with one another. Yes.
We'll read it again, 25. Only those who say that they want to escape from the work, but have nowhere else to go, since nothing satisfies them, those people do not walk out from the work. Although they have ups and downs, they do not give up. This is as it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried, and their cry went up to God from the work. In other words, they cried out from the work because they were not advancing in the work of the Creator. So they could work in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker. At that time, they were rewarded with the exodus from Egypt. In the work, this is called emerging from the control of the will to receive and entry into the work of bestowal.
Ashkelon.
Thank you, Rav. In the analogy to the mother and kids. In our case, the mother is pretty cruel. She seems to be absent. She writes letters, and we have to be good kids. Why is it like that?
The mother gives us opportunities, the optimal opportunities, in order to advance. She's not hitting us too much, and not loving too much, in order to bring us to the middle line, meaning in the shortest manner, from here to the end of correction. If we would see how relates to you, to us, the Creator, we would see that it's the correct attitude, relation, in 100% at each and every point that we are in. And what seems to you in your egoistic eyes, well, what can we do? You still don't see anything. When you'll grow, then you'll see how much the Creator is righteous and you are wicked.
Una domanda alla decina. Quindi io mi devo sforzare di sentire.
My question from the 10. So I need to practice on feeling the deficiency of the friend so I can pray for them. But when we pray, should I picture the friends to myself? Is it correct to work this way?
When I pray for the friends, I can depict them that they are already at the degree of correction. Yes. In general, all my work, to begin with, must be that I connect with them, and I and I see them as corrected. And then, when I relate to them, relate myself to them, ascribe myself to them, I see myself as the small one connecting to the big ones. And in such a manner, I can progress. This is what Rabash writes, right? It's either one before the zero or zero for the, or zero before the one, and so on. All right. Maybe let's read another one, Niv, and then we'll go on.
26. Rabash writes, he must pray to believe that the Creator does hear a prayer, and everything that one feels in these states is to his benefit. But this can be only above reason, meaning, although the mind tells him, after all the calculations, you see that nothing can help you. He should believe this, too, above reason, that the Creator can deliver him from the will to receive for himself, in return for which he will receive the desire to bestow.
Good morning, Rav.
Morning.
I feel like I did what I am able to do in the work. I did my best, but especially after the Congress, I feel that I am broken into pieces. I feel disgusted from myself, and how can I get out of this self-hate that I have?
בשביל מה?
What for?
למה אתה רוצה לצאת?
Why do you want to exit from this sensation? In order to feel better?
אה? אולי דווקא תישאר בהרגשה הזאת.
Maybe remain in this sensation and just tell yourself, I now feel how my will to receive, my ego, is suffering. So let it suffer. I don't want to change it. Let it suffer. And I will disconnect from it. And I can be outside of it and feel myself in good. And I will look at it that it's suffering, and I will just enjoy it.
So I have to separate my point in the heart and my will to receive. And I am my point in the heart and will to receive can suffer. And it can suffer, but I'm also in gratitude because it suffers, will to receive.
Yes, surely. I'm giving thanks to the Creator on this that He gave me to feel that my ego is bad, and I feel bad in it, and that specifically by this bad sensation, I am separating from it, distancing from it. And then I already see myself divided in two. This is the bad in me, and I want to be outside of it. And this, that I will build the good. And then you begin gradually to build the paltzuf, that will have a rosh, toch, sof. That's how it is, the paltzuf of a neshama, of a soul.
I want to say something, that if there's no spiritual connection, if there's no attainment to Creator, also there is no point in living this life. So why do I live if I can't achieve anything?
Correct, very nice. Meaning now you have good thoughts that you must reach the awareness of the Creator, attainment of the Creator, sensation of the Creator. Very nice. Who's doing this to you? The Creator is giving you this sensation, so you need to give Him thanks. Don't be in your feelings. like a little kid that got some blow and now he's crying and crying and crying. He can't get out of it. A bigger person, an adult, says, okay, I got a blow, but okay, but I need to take care of it. I have to turn to a doctor or something. So we need a bit more to stop crying and rise above the state. We'll hope that we'll begin to feel to see you once again happy, like before.
Turning to the Creator that's ready to get an answer from Him. What does it mean that the 10 chose a vessel to turning to the Creator that is ready to receive an answer from Him?
Meaning, according that the 10 feels itself to receive an answer from the Creator, then from within this, it brings together its question and turns to Him. All right, let's do this workshop. How can we now, from all our world kli, to turn to the Creator and demand, request, to beg before Him? With what are we turning to? Otherwise, it seems like the Creator to you is not present. He doesn't exist. You don't feel Him, so you don't turn to Him. And like He's not in reality. But we need to reveal Him. So in what manner? If not by this, that we're constantly turning to Him, shaking like a little child, turning always all the time to the adult and trying to shake him up, get his attention. So we always need to be in these questions and requests and prayers to the Creator. In such a manner, we will awaken Him to begin to be revealed in us. How do we do this? Please. In what are we turning to Him? Each and every group that bring the solution. Bring us the one sentence with which we turn to the Creator. Rav, what does the vessel enjoy before the restriction and what does it enjoy after the restriction?
Before the restriction, the vessel enjoys satisfying its own desire. After the restriction, it enjoys satisfying the desire of the host, the Creator.
So the light that enters the vessel is entirely different.
Of course. In other words, if previously you enjoyed, say, having a piece of meat that the Creator gave you, that the host gave you, so you enjoyed the meat. And after you performed the restriction and you receive only for the sake of the host, then you enjoy to the extent that you are pleasing the host. So it's not about the piece of meat that you received. The point is to what extent you delight the host, meaning you already feel the host. The host is in you. With his desire, with his relation to you, and you feel that you are relating to him in the same way, and you become connected together within your desire. In other words, your desire is filled with the host himself. The Creator fills the created being.
PT-12.
Rav, what is there in the desire that decides to make a restriction?
The upper light that it receives from the host, except it doesn't feel in this light just mere pleasure within its desire, which are the degrees of still vegetative and animate. It feels in this light from where this light comes. that it's coming from the upper one, from the love of the upper one to it, to him. In other words, it has to activate its own love for the upper one, and then it will feel how much the upper one loves him. In other words, what we develop in us is basically the feeling of love of others. And then how can we come to it? By being in a group and trying to be connected among ourselves. And then we develop in us senses, where through these senses we come to similarity with the Creator or sympathy with the Creator. So we don't begin to see the upper light that fills us as some sort of a satisfaction, but rather we feel in it the higher degree, love of the Creator to us, which is received in our love for the Creator. This is what we see happening after the restriction and the screen and the reflected light, when we want to be connected to the Creator in this way.
Rav, this exists in everything in each part in reality, this spark to connect with the Creator?
Yes, of course. But not in everyone does it work. The fact that a person wants to connect to the Creator is regarded as having a point in the heart. And then his whole disposition is to connect to the Creator, not to perform other activities in this world.
Well,
customs and all kinds of things. But it is specifically the Creator that he wants to attain. Attain how? Develop in himself such vessels that will make him do such things, that will make him similar to the Creator, and then he will feel within him this come and see the Creator.
Здравствуйте, Раф, Мировой Кли. Подскажите, как нам сделать важность дающего выше важности того, что он дает?
How will we be able to raise the importance of the giver more than what he is giving?
That's a good question. This is what the screen does in the pale of the Rosh, of the Patsuf. When pleasure comes to it, it stops the pleasure, it doesn't receive it. And then it throws it back. It says, I don't want to receive into my will to receive. First, I'll calculate how much I can receive in order to give to you above the restriction. That's still above the rejection. And then it calculates. And whatever it decides, this it receives in order to bestow.
Barur, can?
Clear, right?
Извините, а вы не могли бы помочь провести немножко настройку еще раз, да? Вот я, как мне показалось, услышал от вас.
You may be direct us a bit.
Во время птихи.
It seems to me that I heard from you.
Во всей нашей духовной работе мы должны.
That at the time of learning preface, we should invest all our learning in their internal work. How do we do this? What's this direction that it just won't be some mechanical, geometric stuff? And we connect ourselves to the internal process.
You're right. This can indeed be, and that's why we have to implement it in the 10. As much as we can, we should speak about it practically. Where are the states where we want to connect in one desire? Present it to the Creator. Ask for corrections on it. Ask for the understanding how we position this desire so we can work with it in order to bestow. This is what we need to ask from the Creator. If we turn to Him and ask together, all of us, it is certain that He will give us the corrections and we will see how it works.
Again. Moscow 6.
Вопрос от товарища, о каких наслаждениях тут идет речь?
Question from a friend. What types of pleasures are we talking about here?
We still can't understand them, but it is a pleasure that we can enjoy the Creator or delight the Creator. But we still don't have such pleasures with which we can.
Вопрос про сокращение. Вот материальный пример с мясом понятен.
Question regarding restriction.
Десятка до сокращения. И на что?
The example with the meat is understood, but the ten, what nourishes it before the restriction? What does it need to restrict?
The ten should be impressed by the connection in them and in relation to the Creator. And this should fill them, should satisfy them. If we can direct ourselves in the connection between us and in the connection with the Creator, this should fill us with the light of mercy, light of Bina. For now, we don't want to receive anything, but only to have this feeling, this relation toward the Creator. That's it. Afterwards. About it a lot more. I'm asking again. You all received the feedback questionnaire for the Congress, right? So you need to answer it. According to the management's request, we simply want to be more organized. And so, please try to connect to the management of the Congress and our management in general. They do a lot of work. We have to participate with them. And their participation is material participation. Our participation with what they're asking is a spiritual participation. And with this, for the time being, we will continue.